The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation.
WTBQ. Hi, and welcome to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and I thank you so much for joining us here today on your favorite radio station, WTBQ. And don't forget, we are now 93.5 FM, as well as our very faithful 1110 AM. And I hope you are doing great today. It is a bit of a rainy day out there, but it's gotten warmer, so we are all happy around here. It has certainly been chilly, and guess what's around the corner? Summer. Summer is almost here. Today is May 1st. It is Happy May Day, if they still have a May Day. And May is Melanoma Awareness Month, which is actually very important for all of us, because if you're like anything like me, boy, did I tan a lot when I was younger. I still love the look of a tan. I go to the beach and I'm much more careful, but I still like the look of a tan. But we're going to talk today about your skin and why we need to be careful. You know, we've all heard about people actually dying from this, and it seems so... it seems so remote. Like, geez, just a little bit of sun can kill you. Well, I think probably more than just a little bit of sun. But we do have to be careful of sun. We've seen people, what's his name? McCain with his face and everything. We're going to talk about that and how, you know, what happens there and what happens to all of us and what do we tell our teenagers? I have a teenager that loves to sun. So we're going to talk about your skin today. And my first guest, Dr. Alan Shawi, is a family medical practitioner in Massachusetts, Peabody, Massachusetts, and he knows all about melanoma and about how to treat our skin and how to protect us and our kids from any sort of skin cancer. And I want to welcome Dr. Shawi to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
Hi, Shannon. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And I did say it right, Peabody, right? It's not
Peabody.
Peabody, yes. I've been up there, so I know exactly. Lovely area up there in Boston. And you know all about this. Certainly, you are an MD. You are a doctor. And you know, May being National Melanoma Awareness Month is something to really think about, because most of us sit out in the sun. We love that glow. We love that look. And we really want more of it because we feel good. Is it that bad for us?
Absolutely. The sun is, of course, you can't say that the sun is bad for us, but the sun is good and bad for us. And our job is to protect ourselves from the bad radiation that the sun emits, the UV rays. There are some safe guidelines to use when dealing with the sun. As it does have a lot of benefits, as you know, it is known to fight some depression by producing some of the chemicals in your brain called serotonin and endorphins. It fights insomnia. Your brain has an internal clock. When they see the sun in the morning, it wants to go down in the night, because it produces some melatonin. It clears your skin from rashes, eczema. It balances your hormones, breaks down some toxins, increase your circulation, and also produces something that we talk about a lot and need. It's the vitamin D, which sun exposure is known to produce, and that's the best way to attain it with some of the essential nutrients in the food. And the vitamin D, as you know, helps the body regulate your immune system, increase your calcium absorption, and makes your bones strong. But the sun has some detriments, and that is causing skin cancer. Uh-huh. And these are the things that we need to... The UV rays are the ones that we need to avoid. And there are lots of controversial timing between what is the worst time to be... under the sun. The strongest usually in the middle of the day, between, say, 10 in the morning and 4 p.m. And during these hours, the sun can do the most damage to your skin. And sunburns and sun tans are signs of damaged skin.
So
what do we do about it? What we do about it is definitely to avoid this specific time during sunbathing and tanning, or maybe putting on some sunscreen. Use of sunscreen or sunblock, at least of SPF of 15 or more, even on cloudy days during this specific time of the day, is important. Also, you know, wearing certain clothing articles such as wide-brimmed hats and sunglasses also can protect you from UVAs and UVB rays. And then, of course, you know, some people also, go tanning. And that's as bad as being in the sun during this time between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m.
You're talking about tanning booths here. Tanning booths are no good?
Tanning booths, yes.
Yeah, no
tanning
good.
Tanning booths are not good at all for your skin because you're taking the concentration of the specific rays that we are not actually looking forward to having on our skin.
Uh-huh. So with all those wonderful characteristics of the sun, with all that great stuff that it can do for us, when we put sunblock on, do we block the good effects of the sun, or are we just blocking the bad effects?
When we are putting the sunblock, we are blocking, some of both effects, and mostly the bad effect. That's why there are different grades of sunblock, and that's why we want a minimum of 15 to make sure some of the bad effect is blocked.
Okay, so but with that, we can get a little good effect, because I love the way
sure.
the sun feels. It feels so good, especially after a long winter. You go out and you just get 10 minutes of sun, and it feels, you know, like you're revived. It feels like there's pure energy in that sun. But what you're talking about is what, of course, I've done also, is lay on the beach for 4 hours in the middle of the afternoon is dangerous. I mean, in so many ways dangerous. So we should teach our kids not to do that, which is tough when you have teenagers, because they do love the sun. But if they wear really strong sunblock, are they safe going outside and tanning on the beach?
Again, if they wear sunblock, mm-hmm. they are more protected, definitely.
Okay. So sunblock is really essential.
Essential.
Okay, so we can't get rid of sunblock, and if you're going to be out there for a long time, you need it for a long time. How do you know when you have something like melanoma? We all get little warts or, I guess, moles or something, and I've often heard that if they change color or shape, that this is something dangerous to be looked at. Is that always the case? Should we get things checked when they look a little off to us?
Shannon, you're saying that anything that is changing on your skin mm-hmm. Is something that's concerning. So anytime you have anything changing on your skin, you have to have it evaluated by your healthcare provider.
Okay.
Skin cancer is an abnormal growth that arises on the top layer of your skin. And there are three common types of skin cancers. You mentioned today the type that is the most lethal type. It's called the malignant melanoma.
Uh-huh.
But fortunately, this is the least common type. There are two other skin cancer types that are more common, which are the basal cell carcinoma mm-hmm. and the squamous cell carcinoma.
Okay.
These are mostly locally malignant, meaning they are locally destructive. And they, for example, basal cell carcinoma is less likely to grow and go somewhere else other than the topical location.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes squamous cell carcinoma can go locally to lymph nodes in the area. But malignant melanoma is the one we are all worried about and afraid about.
Can we tell a difference in our skin if we're just looking at ourselves? Can we tell just with ourselves whether it's the most dangerous kind or not? I mean, can we tell whether it's the melanoma or
yes.
just, yeah?
Yes. Basal cell and squamous cell carcinoma, they typically appear like a pimple or a sore uh-huh. that won't heal or will continue to bleed or cause pain. Or, you know, it's been there for 3 weeks without healing, or it's itchy, it's rough, it's bumpy. Malignant melanoma is a mole that has been changing.
Uh-huh.
And there are certain criteria that we look at melanomas. And if it's uneven in shape, we go with the ABCDE rule, which is A for asymmetry, when both sides of the molds don't look the same.
Uh-huh.
Or the border. The edge, the B is for border. The edges of a mole are blurry or jagged. The color of a mole is darker than before.
Oh.
Or is blue, red, white, pink, purple, gray. These are all not normal colors. Diameter, when the mole is larger than a quarter of an inch in diameter, about the size of a pencil eraser, then you should be concerned. If a mole is raised above the skin, that's elevation. These are all things that are signs that are concerning about malignant melanoma.
Oh, okay. So that's really good to know. So if it's asymmetrical, if it's going outside the borders, changing color, getting larger and rising a little, you know, we're talking about a little mole here. So, you know, we can tell when it kind of sits up on your skin a little bit more than laying flat. These are real signs that we need to go see a doctor, right?
Sure.
Okay.
And, you know, I would like to have the listeners go into the American Academy of Dermatology website.
Okay.
They have a very nice paragraph that tells people that what are the steps for a skin self-exam.
Okay.
It, in details.
What is the website? And I'll make sure it goes on our website.
It's www.aad.org.
AAD.org. Okay, I'll make sure it's on the website. Okay, well, that's really terrific. So let's recap because we do have to wrap it up here. But one of the things that's important is when you're in the sun, you need sunscreen, regardless. Children especially, even teenagers. If you just want to get the healthy effects of sun, you still need a little sunscreen, right? And if you want a lot of sun, you need stronger sunscreen.
So absolutely.
Okay, so we can't get around that. It's, you know, we just know this, so you've got to do it. And if you are worried about a mole, look at this website, aad.org.
So there are three. It's www.aad.org.
AAD.
Or
okay.
www.cancer.org. Or I have also a site from the American Academy of Family Practice. It's www.aafp.org.
Okay. Okay. All right, everybody, you can get that on through Shannon's Corner here through WTBQ. We have to wrap it up. We have another guest coming on. But Dr. Alan Shawi, I thank you so much for imparting this wonderful information to us. Very important as summer is coming up. So listen to what he has to say. Very important information. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you very much, Shannon, for having me on again.
Thank you. I hope to talk to you again soon. Everybody, we have
safe.
Thank you. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk also continuing talk about skin cancer and melanoma and how to protect your skin with someone who has a children's clothing line that does just that. We'll be back in just a few here on WTBQ.
Are you tired of just coping with life and ready to